Hi there, and welcome to Voyage for November the 27th. Mercy, the month is tiptoeing away almost on us, and that's sort of the way it should go around this time of year. We dodged a lot of weather bullets for a few weeks, and now it looks like winter's here. And frankly, for one, I'd rather if it's going to be winter, let it be winter. None of this sort of in between, maybe yes, maybe no. Anyhow, my name's Keith Black, and as always, there's going to be 3 hours of the best in the jazz world between now and 1 o'clock. The usual mix. There'll be some very wide ranging stuff, I suppose, on total. But when I finished with the playlist today, I realized that the on balance, this show may be a little mellower than some of my other shows recently, which is not to say that it's all going to be sort of a yawn. It's just that it will be, you know, maybe not quite as many sort of out there tracks, but there will be some for sure. Let me give you a hint of what's happening for the next 3 hours, and then I'll go back and do things in more detail. Starting off today with a big band that I hadn't been aware of before, with leader and composer Christopher Zuar. And it's Z-U-A-R, and I say Zuar, but it could be something entirely different from that. And so, Christopher, if I've messed that up, I apologize. I'll talk about that a little while later. Then drummer Chess Smith. Well, he plays a whole bunch of other stuff than drums, with a really interesting and somewhat quirky album. I'll talk about that afterwards. Then cellist Peggy Lee and guitarist Cole Schmidt from the West Coast with some very interesting new stuff from their new album. And then an album that it sort of bends the genre almost out of shape. It's Marius Neset, who is a Norwegian saxophonist and leader and composer and whatever, and he has with him a large ensemble with an improvised and composed work that it's sort of, as he says, he's not sure if it's jazz or classical or new age. It doesn't really matter. It's very, very interesting, and it is beautiful, and it is certainly a mellow, mainly mellow effect. After that, one of the best albums of the year with Joe Fonda on bass with Eyes on the Horizon, and I'll talk probably a lot about that in the weeks to come. Then my historical segment today. I've said over the years, if you listen regularly, you know, I mean, they keep digging out these albums that have been lost in someone's basement or garage or whatever else that have never been released before. Oh, isn't that a surprise? Here's another one sort of thing. And Bill Evans has been one of those that I promised myself years ago I wouldn't get any more Bill Evans albums. Have altogether too many of them. I play them regularly, but not enough to say that I need another one. Well, here's another one. It's just been released, and I'll talk about that when I get there. That will be my historical segment for today. And then after that, a sort of a quirky segue, if you will. I'm going to play a pianist named Jaden Evans. Sounds familiar? He's Bill Evans' grandson, and he's 16 years old. And he just has a new album out called Evans on Evans. And I'll talk about that when I get there, too. Then bass player Roberto Acapinti with a new album called Remnants, which is a collection of earlier stuff of Roberto's over the years. And I'll end up with as much as I can of Winnipegger Bryn Roberts from his new album called Aloft. There's the whole outline. Now let's get back to the top, if you will. As I mentioned, Christopher Zuar, he has a 22-piece jazz orchestra and apparently took a lot of time getting this album into life. It's called Exuberance, and it has a whole bunch of people. I'm not going to name all the people, but some of the names you might be familiar with. Guitarist Pete McCann, pianist Glenn Zaleski, bassist Drew Gress, drummer Mark Ferber, a whole bunch of horn section which has people like Charles Pillow, Jason Rigby, Dave Pietro, Alan Ferber, Sarah Caswell on violin. These are all people that you've heard on this show over the years, and a whole bunch of other folks. The album is called Tonal Conversations, and it's called the label is called Tonal Conversations. The album is called Exuberance. I'm going to play one track from it. It's the track is called Communion, and that can mean a whole bunch of different things, so I'm not even going to try and figure out which one he might have had in mind. But here is the Christopher Zwar Big Band with Exuberance.
Thank you.
It's always fun when you come across an artist that you've never heard of, and you start playing the album, and you discover that it's really nice and that you like it a lot. Those sort of surprises are very common in the world of jazz, and that's an example, for me at least, I had not known of Christopher Zuar, or Z-U-A-R. As I say, I hope I pronounced that right. That album is called Exuberance. That track was called Communion. And there's some neat writing there. Tricky rhythmic changes and whatnot, some great solos, changing moods. It's a really good album, and I will be sampling that, I'm sure, in the weeks to come. But that was our start off today, and a nice surprise. And I really, as I say, enjoy discovering the breadth of the jazz world that I spend a fair amount of time involved in that world, and there's always surprises and things I haven't a hot clue about. So the more you know, the more you know you don't know, as the saying goes. Well, I'm Keith Black, the one who doesn't know whatever, and I'm at CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Jazz Between 10 and 1 here live in the studio, streamed live at ckuw.ca and archived there as well. So you can be listening to this not only live, but at any time at your pleasure, anywhere in the world. So however you got here, I'm glad you are. Well, a change of pace again from what you just heard. Chess Smith plays drums, electronics, programming, tubular bells, glockenspiel, timpani, tam-tam, metal percussion, and something called vives. I don't know if that's a misprint or not, but that's Chess Smith. He basically a drummer, but he plays all this other stuff as well. With him here is Shara Lunin on voice and vocal processing, Anna Weber on flute, Oscar Noriego on clarinets, James Brandon Lewis on tenor, Nate Woolley on trumpet, Jennifer Choi on violin, Kyle Armbrust on viola, Michael Nicholas on cello, and Shahzad Ismaili on bass and keyboards. So you got a bit of a string quartet, a whole bunch of other neat folks, all doing some really neat stuff. The album is called Laugh Ash. I'm going to play three tracks. The first one is just quite brief. But here is Chess Smith from Laugh Ash. This first track is called Minimalism.
Thank you. fury of grief leaves its marks and strands, swells and swings, strings pull end to end. Raw the marrow maps your face and hands, lines of myths palmed in ochred sands. Rake and comb and search for light of zen. Sticky strands are sweatered like webs, laced across unseen the spinner's hand. Cut the cords. Cut. Explode! Of this realm, disbelieving what I've been dealt. Grief is just a beast that must be felt. If I am to ash myself of blame, then for me the spinner's hands can't claim. Every thread is just another frame. Cut the cords. Excuse me. We'll be right back.
That track was called Sweatered Webs. Hey, Mom. That's from drummer and multi-instrumentalist Chess Smith's album Laugh Ash. Some very neat, quirky stuff on that album. It sort of grows on you, you know. It's really good stuff. And they seem to have a lot of fun doing it, and there's a lot of sort of laid back and then adventurous stuff, sort of bar by bar almost. Good stuff. Chess Smith there. And it's 10:33 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. Streamed at CKUW.ca and archived there as well. If you want to check out what's happened in weeks gone by, that's your privilege. Moving on now and back to a new release, a Canadian release with some very interesting people on it. Peggy Lee and Cole Schmidt are sort of West Coast based. Peggy Lee plays cello, basically. And Cole Schmidt plays guitars, basically. Here they have with them, and if I'm pausing here, it's because one of the curse of the eye-sensitive older jazz host is if you put two-point font on a colored background, it's easy to make mistakes, but enough of those excuses. J.P. Carter is on trumpet and electronics. Melly Hong on drums. I really can't read this first name. Love, I think, on tenor saxophone electronics. Wayne Horvitz on piano, organ, Wurlitzer, and electronics. Meredith Bates on violin. Frank Rosalie on electronics. Erica Engel on voice and electronics. Sonny Kim on voice and electronics. Dylan Vanderskyfe on drums and percussion. Melissa Hubert on flute. James Goddard on alto. James Mager on electric bass, synthetic bass, excuse me, and processing. And Sarah Schoenbeck on bassoon. I don't know if you knew all of those names, but when you put all those names together, you're going to have some neat music. The surprise for me is that this is not as totally out there clashing as I expected when I started to listen to this album. And it's really neat. I've always had a lot of respect for the music of Peggy Lee, especially. And here, so from... the album is called Forever Stories of Moving Parties. There you go. Here's Peggy Lee and Cole Schmidt and the gang with a track called Dr. Dawn. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's some lovely haunting stuff in that album. Certainly modern, adventurous, dissonant at times, but really quite beautiful. That's cellist Peggy Lee and guitarist Cole Schmidt with their band. And the album is called Forever Stories of Moving Parties. And that last track was called Absences. It's very haunting music, very evocative, neat stuff. And I'm sure you will be hearing more of that one, too, in the weeks to come. Well, it's now, mercy, it's 10:54 already. We're almost finished the first hour of our show today. I find that hard to believe. It seems to have gone very quickly. But that's the way it is in the world of radio. It's magnificent. Moving along now to at the outset, I mentioned that this was a mellower morning than some of my other tracks, other mornings are. And the tracks that are going to play now sort of demonstrate that. I listened to this album. I thought, well, this is really on the edge of what would be, quote, normally, end quote, played on a jazz show. Marius Neset is a saxophonist from Norway that I love his stuff. He's played some really interesting stuff with sort of, quote, conventional jazz groups, end quote, as well as a lot of work with symphonic music, composing and playing with large classical ensembles, both of which are very well done. This is a very talented man. This latest album is called Who We Are, and it's basically a collaboration with the saxophonist Marius Neset and his compatriot, who is a classical pianist named Leif Ive Andsnes. And they have always appreciated each other's work, and Neset has composed music that he believes is respectful of the background of his pianist friend, at the same time allowing him to play the jazz portions that are partly seen and heard throughout. It's a very interesting album. It also has with him, and I hadn't been aware of this before, although I've probably heard her on other albums, he has his sister. That is Neset's sister, named Ingrid Seftland Neset, who is the principal flutist with the Stavanger Symphony Orchestra. And then he has Louisa Tuck, who is the principal cellist with the Oslo Philharmonic. So the liner notes are sort of, they sort of say that the music, I'm quoting now, exists somewhere beyond the boundaries of either the jazz or classical traditions. Just don't call it fusion, end quote. It certainly is not that. It sounds classical at times, but then the writing and is such that it sounds probably more improvised than it actually is. The compositions are really quite amazing. It's beautiful music. And I'm going to play the first four tracks. It has a couple of smaller suites within the album. The first one is called Who We Are Suite, and it's in four parts. I'm going to play all four parts because I think that's respectful of the music. It will run maybe over a quarter of an hour altogether with those four parts. But so here is an unconventional jazz radio program set from Marius Neset and Leif Ove Andsnes from the album called Who We Are. This is the Who We Are suite. The four parts are Beginning, Legacy, Uncertainty, and Evolution.